all the data points add up, every single one of them. Biblical things happening in your society, your reality. Everything adds up to the same conclusion. Man is trying to create, be a creator, and bring his creation to life. Man is trying to take his AI, man of sin, the Bible talks about, the man of sin, and bring him to life. Revelation talks about two beasts. One rises. I don't know if it's called the little horn or whatever. The horn talks about projecting out into the spirit realm and ruling. So there's two beasts that rise up. The first one is probably going to be an AI tied to the hive. And the second one is probably going to be a hologram tied to the hive. But I can't say that for sure. But we know the AI flesh mind is what this is all about. Man is trying to rule himself, and he can't do it. They say the USA was an experiment to see if man could rule himself. Man cannot rule himself. Man cannot rule this world. That's why you see contradictions everywhere. Man is born in sin. Man is born in death. So whether it's a car or a computer, anything that man creates is dead because it's from the flesh. The only way to be alive is by the Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Mort, M-O-R, is dead. Mortgage, is, if you don't pay it, is dead. Mortuary, M-O-R, goes back to dead. So man is trying to create an AI program, and you see it in the movies, you see it in the Bible. It's very clear. The metal and the clay cannot mix. So that's why you see Elon Musk, you see everything that they're doing is to try to create an AI synthetic who's tied to the hive, the mind of humans. See, they need the human to be able to... They need the network, and they need the human consciousness to be able to make the AI computer program look human. And it says, the Bible says in Revelation, who can make war with the beast? So if every mind is tied to a computer, then the beast is pretty much omnipresent, you know. And so this is why Elon Musk is your enemy. Elon Musk is your enemy. He's part of it. He's part of it. And so they're all a part of it. It's all the machine man is the game. They're trying to make a machine man that has a simulated consciousness. And the way that they're going to do that is tie in the brain into the machine. And that's what your Google Nest, your Amazon, all these devices they're putting in your house. And the reason they're listening to everything you say and do is because it's trying to train the AI program to think like a human, you know, with all the data points it can simulate a human, but it's not alive, you know. And then when they tie in the brain to the AI to read thoughts or whatever they're going to do, the AI is going to look more human, but it's not. Now this can only happen after the rapture of the church, because the church is the thing that resists the evil. The church resists the evil. So what am I getting at? What am I saying? I'm telling you that all the data points, the Doctor Who series shows you, the Matrix shows you, the Blue Shirt Guy movie shows you, everything. What they're trying to do is take man and move him to a game mindset. They want you sitting in a pod playing games, right? and they want the machines doing the farming, doing all the industrial. They want you like a pod. And at the root of it, behind it, the devil wants to be worshipped. The devil wants to be like God. So he's trying to use man. He's trying to hijack. Look, the demons try to hijack into a human to play gods. That's what's happening. The demons are trying to hijack through mankind. The devil can take the unsaved captive at will. They're trying to hijack mankind to try to be like God, because man is made in God's image. It's really easy. And it's encoded in the creation, and the Bible tells you, and everything man writes script-wise, movies, it's revealing it. Yes, movies do appear. Somebody writes a movie, Escape from New York. Yeah, that appeared during the COVID thing. Escape from New York, and they tried to lock them in, you know. Everybody's leaving New York, moving south. It's right here. Man can't think outside the scripture. And the scripture tells you there's going to be a beast. The man of sin. What's sin? Your AI flesh mind. What's the AI? Artificial intelligence. Because their true intelligence is spiritual. And the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. The flesh creatures can't think spiritually. Only way you're going to think spiritually is get saved. The only way you're going to think spiritually is get saved. And if you notice, like the Gnostics and all, yeah, they can calculate down and just like the debt, you know, if you look at the word algebra, it goes to algol or ghost or demon. And so man can calculate, but until he gets born again of the Spirit, he's going to come to a conclusion to worship himself instead of worship God. Man in his own energy is going down. I told somebody that today. I said, man is going down. And every system that man is doing is going down. There's no perfect system. And they keep trying. And they keep trying. And they fail. This person kind of argued with me, but at the end of the conversation, she said, yeah. She said, man is, that's his tendency to not want to do right or something like that. So in other words, at first she disagreed, and then after the conversation she said the very thing I said at the beginning, and I don't know if she recognized it or not, but the very thing I told her, I came to the, it's really easy. When you hit source code, it's really easy. Man is going down, and the only way man is going to be lifted up is by God. And all their systems and all their ingenuity and all their tricks of the trade and all their sayings and all their gurus are not going to help them. Only way you're going to learn how the universe really works is get saved and see how God works. Get the mind of Christ and understand that you have the, in order down here in this cube horror show that really is what it is, cube steak cutting system, the only way you're going to make it is die daily. You're not going to make it any other way. You cannot make it in your own power. And so, long story short, what am I saying? I am saying that mankind is a royal failure. And man doesn't want to submit to God. So man is creating his own AI, flesh mind, computer, synthetic beast. And he's going to tie in the hive mind through Elon Musk brain connection or whatever, and they're going to try to be, this beast is going to try to be ruling the world, because the leaders of the world realize they can't do it, so they want some kind of AI program to do it, because they think the AI program is more logical than the human. But what happens when the AI kicks in? It's all law and no grace, right? And so the AI, and they tell you in all the movies, the AI is going to tell, man's going to destroy himself, so let's just take man out. So the AI program wants to take man out. That's their logical conclusion, because man is destroying himself anyway. And so then the AI and all, they're going to try to destroy the world because it's a simulation, and they want to get out of the simulation. But Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth, because the earth is a birthing machine, a box. And so that's why the beast in Revelation talks about no desire for the woman, because the woman has the box, right? And so the AI program, computer simulated beast creature tied to everybody, and it might be a human tied to the AI, the beast, the man of sin, but if it's a human tied to the AI, or if it's AI tied to the human, it doesn't really matter. It's the same concept, that man is trying to take AI machine man and rule the world, but it's going to be a failure, because AI is the flesh mind, and flesh mind always destroys itself. So long story short, the movies are telling you, the data points are clear. Every data point, the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, the movies, the scripts, the what you see on your job, what you see in life, the legalism, the narcissism, the psychopath, sociopath. When you take every data point, the psychological, the mechanical, the mathematics, the religions, the isms, the nations trying to rule man. When you take all the data points, you see that man's AI-human connection will destroy himself, and they will come to the conclusion to destroy the earth, and they will try to destroy the earth because it's a birthing system and it's not even real. And they come to that conclusion that the only way they're going to escape the program is destroy the program. And the sad part, it's a story of the cross. And so the reason they want to destroy the program at their root, the demon in them, is because the devil doesn't want to worship God. But this whole box system that we're in, this 666 cube system that we're in, is to cut out the flesh mind that you cut in the spirit mind. Because you go around the mountain 1,000 times before you finally say, I'm tired of this, I'm going to do something different. You cry out to God, and God gives you help. So they'll never cry out to God, so they'll stay in the loop-de-loop flesh mind forever. And imagine being in hell forever in the flesh mind. That's hell itself, stuck in the flesh mind. Instead of having the mind of Christ, hell in and of itself is being in the flesh mind. Yeah, this is a birthing system. Yeah, this is a repeat. Yeah, this is the story of the cross. This is Genesis 3 repeat every day. Every moment of every day, you're in Genesis 3. And it's a choice. You either go by your own understanding, or you trust God and go by His Word. That's the whole game right there. You go by your own wisdom, or you go by God's wisdom. It's really easy. But they want to think they're smarter than God and wiser than God, and they want to keep going down the rabbit hole until they're tied to the AI and their demons are possessing humans and running the AI program through a human and destroying the earth and destroying everything else. And it's so obvious, it's not even funny. All the data points are clear. Machine man. Just watch some Doctor Who series. They're telling you. Metropolis, they told you. The Machine Man. They want to tie the Machine Man into the human consciousness. And they also told you in that the movie where that man, Frankenstein, that man made a Frankenstein, right? So they're trying to take dead synthetic humans, AI flesh mind programs, and tie it to a computer that's supposedly logical, but it has no spirit, and they're going to try to rule the world with the Matreus machine man. It's just ridiculous. It's insane. The beast in Revelation, the first beast, the second beast, one of them's going to die and be raised from the dead, and the whole world's going to be amazed. But it's all going to be a trick. It's all going to be a facade. You want to know why things seem crazy? Because I know this is what people are thinking, because I hear it in the real world. Things are crazy. Yeah, things are crazy because man is trying to rule himself. Man is trying to usurp God, and man is trying to take over this earth simulation with a computer, with the AI calculating flesh mind. Yeah, you can logically say, should we do this or should we do this, and take all the data points and all the variables, but there's a spiritual side that they're not considering. Should I turn here in my car or should I turn here? And sometimes there's a nudge by the Spirit. Don't turn either. Just keep going straight. God, the Holy Spirit can lead you, but they don't understand that. It's all the natural. The natural mind is its own worst enemy. And so that's what's happening. They're trying to take the natural mind and rule the world because man, leaders, governments, nations are royal failures. It's obvious. Every system man sets up, they destroy themselves every time. And it goes into legalism, it goes into delusion, it goes into illogic stuff. It just doesn't make sense. And it's because man doesn't make sense. Apart from God, man makes zero sense. They're always going to contradict everything they do, every system. They're destroying their own self. That's what's happening.